The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Christmassy John Cadogan.
Ho, ho, ho. It's the Christmas special.
Love the Christmas special, don't you, John?
Oh, I do love it.
Spend all year writing it. Big story.
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, no?
There is a Christmas story this year, which is the good news.
Oh, good news.
The bad news
people
is...
People do look forward to them.
I wrote it...
A Christmas Cule being the best one ever.
Nat Obstivity.
Not
Rodney
Obstivity.
Jack and the Beanstalk. I can't... Oh, last year was...
Memories of... This is like the ghosts of Christmas past.
Last year was
up.
The Holman instead of the Snowman. That one was bad.
And then he
really
went to
work.
Score on Boxing
he
Day.
He did
though,
go
John.
On to score on Boxing
so
Day. You're absolutely right.
Let's hope you've done written this.
Well, this
the
year's,
Goodwin hat trick.
I'll be honest. I wrote it on the train home from the Talksport Christmas party.
Oh, wow.
Last week.
Did you?
So
you'd
that,
had a few. John.
I think that might show I had had a few. To be honest.
I've got a title for you. In the bleak good winter. In the bleak
Ben Winter. That
would
have been better. In the bleak Ben Winter. Good Winter.
Good win.
Do you want to know what I've gone for? Do you want a little tease?
Yeah, let's have a tease.
Do you want to know what it is? It's called...
Trail Ahead.
Miracle in 24th place.
Oh, that's not bad. That's all right. That's quite good.
Sort of works.
That's quite good.
Yeah, that's coming up later.
Christmas party, didn't we, John? We had that.
Yeah.
I had me bad nicked.
You did have your bad nicked.
Shame, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shame.
Not by someone from Talksport.
Anyone would like to buy me a Volvo key for Christmas?
Yeah.
Is that the sort of thing you can ask for?
Well, it's not very exciting, is it? It's probably not what you hope for. But
imagine if it had been the day we went to train with Torquay United and all my Torquay United shirts had been stolen. Imagine being that thief.
Yeah.
Opening that bag.
What have we got?
Let's have a look.
Mod deck windows? What is this?
Who is Phil Lloyd? Who is Carpet Wise?
Well, one of them was signed by Donna Reardon, though, so, you know,
the
that's worth
420
something.
Skates, though. Yeah, the thieves would like that. The
yeah.
420 skates.
Donna's shirt.
I really thought you did an excellent editing job on the 200th episode,
oh,
John.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for
Cheers.
That.
Yeah.
And we've had lots of very nice feedback for that one, haven't we? People have been getting in touch, saying nice things.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was such a privilege to do it.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, it was more for us than you.
It was, yeah.
Than you.
Some people might have enjoyed it, yes. But it was mainly for us.
Yeah, we did love it. It'd be absolutely lovely. Really made me want to go back in time and really try harder at football.
I thought you still had something.
Still got something,
still
John.
Still had something to offer.
Even the lads thought that, Gary and the lads. I will say,
I'll be honest, I'd like to go back and have another go because I'm not sure I did myself justice.
Look, that's penalties. I'm sure Matt Moose would like to go and have another go.
He would,
John.
I'm sure.
Harry Kane would like to go and have another go.
Yeah.
You don't get another go.
You don't.
And that's the life lesson from this year, John. You don't get another go.
To make the most
of it.
That's
what the NatObs pod is teaching you this year. If we're teaching you anything, is you don't get another go. Like that, you'll be 40. You'll be 50. Anyone, people will be set. You'll be... Go for it.
Go for it.
Go get it.
Go get it, you might
go
say.
Go get it,
yeah.
In fact. What's been happening in the National... Is this a National League football podcast,
God
John?
Knows, I don't know.
I've literally lost track of what's been going
know.
On.
When was the last time we even played?
We
Oldham on the telly?
Oldham. Was that the last time we played?
Think
in
so.
The league?
In the league, anyway. Yeah, the FA Trophy.
That was a bit disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a bit disappointing, that game.
Anyway, that's football.
Yeah, that's
this
football.
Isn't what happens in the Christmas special.
Oh, what happens in the Christmas special?
Well,
I can't
at this
remember.
Point in the Christmas special, I generally like to ask you, what Christmas songs have you been listening to this year?
Oh, yeah. Not a lot. Do you know what? Not a lot this year so far. Because, I don't know why, I was poorly for a bit. And then I had my bag nicked. And that's really been massive in my head. That's put me off all music, so I've just been listening to very sort of slow, depressing music while I cogitate how my life has gone. That I've just how it's so such an annoying thing to have happened. Like it's half my fault, and then I got the CCTV of the people.
I know that's not what you want. Who did it.
He had a bright bloody purple coat on, John.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Anyway, I'm not that angry about it. Look, people, you know, there we are. I had to speak to the police. I've done a bit of detective work. I'm trying now to get a six-part Netflix series out of it. Anyway, look, as always, driving home for Christmas
is my...
Always driving home for Christmas.
Always?
Always driving home for Christmas. I like the Bob Dylan. You know, I'm a big Bob Dylan fan these days. The Bob Dylan Christmas album is... Really good.
Okay, I've not heard that.
Must be Santa Claus. You never heard that, John?
No.
Find that now, John. That. Put that on. That's it's really good. Who's going to get...
Jingle bells.
Don't do the impression, John.
Jingle all the way.
You know, this is a Bob Dylan podcast now.
Christmas in the Heart. Is that what it is?
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Who's got a beard that's long and white? Who comes round on special night? Who comes round on special night? Special night. Here's a slice. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Okay, I'm not really aware of that one.
There we are. My daughter's been singing in the car.
Yeah.
She's very cute. She's been singing Last Christmas.
Okay.
The song Last Christmas.
Yeah.
And she gets really cross with me. She's seven. When I add the words Gary Johnson onto the end of it.
Well, I'll give it to Gary Johnson.
Because she often says, can you stop saying Gary Johnson quite so much?
Does she know who Gary Johnson is?
Just in general life.
Well,
in her life, Gary Johnson's been a major player.
Ah.
So I now, well, of course, I give it to Gary Johnson is the end of that song now. And then she said, she was the other day, she was like, Mum, can you tell Dad? And then we all sang, and then Stanley was in the car as well. And we all started saying, so let's sing it. And she sang the right words. And the three of us sang Gary Johnson. And the look of disappointment on her face.
No.
It ruined Christmas for her.
You've ruined it.
Absolutely ruined it. So, that one.
That one.
And there's one by a band called Coppola, which I think I've played on here before.
Yeah,
I like that one. Hope everybody's ringing out your own fine Christmas morning. Yeah.
It's very fixy.
Hope everyone's connected to that long distance phone. I like that one.
So you haven't been listening to any new ones?
Nothing
basically.
New.
No,
nothing
what
new
a
because
shame.
Because I find it pretentious when people pretend they don't like Shaking Stevens, John.
I know.
When they go on, here's the Fall's Christmas album.
Yeah.
This isn't six music,
it's
John.
Very six music, isn't it?
Yeah, just like some brown noise for Christmas. You know, to a beat. Yeah, this is my favourite Christmas song. Sort of thing they play on six. I love six music.
It's a very dubstep Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard that one.
Yeah, you might not have
heard
of it.
Happy dubstep Christmas.
Happy dubstep Christmas. What have you been listening to, John?
Do you know what? I'm the same. I haven't really been deviating from my music. Although the one I've listened to probably more than ever this year, which I've never really appreciated before, is the Bruce Springsteen
version
of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I mean, it's just nonsense.
I'd like to see Bruce Springsteen.
It's quite good.
It's quite a wide vibrato. Down. This is a good one.
It is a good one. Yeah, it gets going.
Clarence,
whatever his name is.
May he rest in peace.
Yeah. I want the same ones.
I'll tell you the Stone Cold Banger, underrated Stone Cold Banger. I think I say this every year, John. It's Leona Lewis, One More Sleep.
I don't think you have to.
Should we
finish with
Stone
that
Cold, absolute classic
Christmas
banger.
Christmas banger, Leona Lewis, One More Sleep.
One More Sleep is...
Oh,
this is a banger, John. If this comes on, I am involved. She's good, John. She was the 3 in 10 subject the other day. No one's getting that.
10, 9,
no
eight.
One's getting 3
you're
in 10.
You're bleeding love.
Leona Lewis.
Hallelujah.
This
then
one now, One More Sleep.
One More Sleep.
Now.
Okay, well, if it comes up again, I'll be all right.
It comes the good chorus. Here we go now. Check this. I've always said this, John, that people like counting in a song because they know the words for a bit.
It's true.
People love 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. People love it.
5, 6, 7, 8 by steps.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to step in line. 5, 6, 7, 8. I love a bit of steps.
Yeah.
I did the last leg. I'm on the last leg this New Year's Eve, John.
Exciting.
What are you? Liz Truss's lettuce. No, it's not her lettuce, actually, is it?
The Daily Star's lettuce.
The Daily Star's lettuce. And I have to sort of pop up just my head till the end.
Right.
It's just my head. And,
have you been withering throughout the thing? Is that the idea?
No, I'm like full of life.
Oh, okay.
Full of life. I sing all sorts. Loads of lettuce puns, all sorts. Good fun. Who was on the show? Rylan.
Oh.
Have you ever met Rylan, John? Have you ever been in?
I've seen him from afar in this building.
Do you know who he reminds me of? Cilla Black.
Cilla.
Because Cilla was like the every person. I'm in public she did.
Yeah.
I have many stories that in private she was not that way.
I think you said this on the last Christmas special as well.
What a night. Oh, it's because I normally top to toe in tailbacks. Five more Christmases to ta-ta-ta. Four more nights. Same every year, isn't
it? Described her as
must be Santa Claus.
He said she was a right B actor.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Let's not go back in on Cilla.
No, let's
just do that every Christmas.
I think we just do it every year.
Go in on Cilla.
So look, we hand over the presents. Rylan. You go in on Cilla. Yeah.
Rylan.
Yes.
New Year's Eve. If you want to see, if you didn't see enough of me and my particular excellent physique in the 200th episode of the Natobs pod, taking penalties, then where do you see me in a green leotard?
Very lithe, I imagine.
Very like a snake, John. Like a little
He's
frog.
A lovely mover.
I got the moves.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas presents, John, yours, I know this sounds like an excuse. I've genuinely got something. I'm very excited about it. It's not arrived.
Oh.
But I stand with the Royal Mail strikers.
Yeah.
And Royal Mail strikers.
Royal strikers.
We could do with a couple of them. No, actually.
They delivered, didn't they?
Goals isn't where we're
lacking,
is it?
Not the problem. I've got one for you.
Oh, have you, John? That's nice. Yours has not arrived, so that'll be exciting for the new year, won't it? Oh, you've disappeared. Oh, you're coming in.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Thanks. So, wow, beautifully wrapped, John.
Would he say that? I sort of ran out of paper.
Yeah, but you've done a great job. That's a lot more effort than I'd have put in. Yeah. Well, John's given me a beautiful red and white striped box. It looks like a gift if you had a fake, like a Christmas tree. If you were doing a Christmas play and you'd said to the stage management, can you just wrap 20 presents, stick them under the tree.
Boxes.
It looks
actually,
like that. Beautiful.
It doesn't weigh very much either, so it could be a fake box. It's a candy cane wrapping paper, I think you'd call that.
John, is it?
Oh, don't do that. No, you can do that.
I am looking. Thank you very much. Yes, yours is on its way, John. So that'll be exciting for the New Year's episode.
Very exciting.
A beautiful ribbon on it. There we are.
That sort of revealed the dodgy wrapping there.
We did go to, we did delve through the bargain bin.
Yeah.
John,
this
Talk
has
United.
Not come from the bargain bin.
Wow,
I think it might say the sender's name on there.
Oh, return to send. It's got your address on it.
It has got my address on it.
Shall I read that out?
No.
Well, everyone's going to need the address when we play
Dorking
Away.
February.
For the big party,
yeah, we'll
John.
Work that out.
At yours.
Go marquee.
I'll just say the address now. Wow, it's a nice brown box.
Look at this.
Oh, look at this. I mean, it looks a bit small. Like it, John.
It's adjustable.
A pink. I mean,
so it is.
It's a
so
pink.
So the third kit, Talk United kit that came out, is like pink beetroot. This is the cap that goes with it. And you do love a cap.
John, you have history as well in buying me terrible
hats. I got your bad hat.
But this is a good hat.
I think that's a nice hat.
I mean, I'm in.
He's in.
I like it.
I think it looks good.
It's a good colour on me, John.
It is.
It's a great colour.
It's very bright.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Do you know what my wife will be pleased about? More Talk United merch in the house.
For the museum. It's very
John,
bright.
It's bright, isn't it?
Do you want to see what it looks like?
I don't really know where I'm... I might wear it on the golf course. That's nice, John.
It's
I
a
like
nice
it
hat,
very
isn't
much.
It?
Thank you very much.
I saw it and thought immediately, I know exactly who needs that hat.
No, like that. And it's... They haven't even worn the third kit yet.
No.
When are they going to wear the third kit?
It's one of those things where they just never will. People have bought it, though.
People are buying it.
It's nice.
And I've got the hat.
You've got... No one else will have that hat.
John, thank you very much for my Christmas present.
I
really appreciate it. It's very nice. I cannot wait. I'm going to keep the box and I'm going to put your Christmas present in this box.
So you can return it.
No, I'm going to keep that and put it in. We're going to do a Christmas song later. Thank you very much. We're going to do a song later on, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going to end on a song.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking maybe Roger and Brian should probably maybe check in with them at Christmas.
Should, yes. I wonder
and
how
then
they are this
we'll
Christmas.
We'll have some letters.
Okay, yeah.
A Christmas story and a Christmas song.
Oh, okay, lovely.
How about that?
We should check it. Wonder what Roger and Brian's favourite Christmas song is.
Well, I don't know, but I sort of maybe am thinking that they're sort of trekking across the Middle East, following a lonesome star.
Oh, okay, lovely, lovely.
I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
What a love. I mean, I don't know where they are.
You.
And Natob's
and scene.
That would be if Roger and Brian weren't real.
Well, no, exactly. But they are real, as we know. They're just trekking across the desert dunes, following a star. Come on,
this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger O'Brien.
Hello there. I hear you're following the Son of God these days,
just,
Brian.
Just that big star. I'm looking for the Son. I've heard there's a Son of God's been born.
You've heard it, have you now?
I've seen a big star in the sky and I thought I'd bloody follow it.
I've heard he's over there in an
inn. Don't follow it off Babbagan Cliff.
He's over there in an inn somewhere.
Don't just... What sort of bloody inn? He's in, is he?
Bloody hell, donkey!
Bloody hell, little donkey! Little donkey!
Go faster!
Reminds me of some left-backs we've had in the past.
I'll call you Lee Andrews. Bloody hell!
Bloody hell!
Move!
Bloody hell, Bethlehem! I don't know. Bloody hell, Herod!
I see we're following these three wise men.
I was coming for a census, and now I'm bloody following the Son of this big star.
Hey, lonesome star!
Off to Royal David City. Exeter, St. David's City.
Exeter, St. David's City. There you are.
Once in a fairy got there in the end.
Calling it Starcross.
Starcross. Oh, little Starcross. Off Bethlehem. There we are. We found something to say anyway.
I don't know. I want some Dave Thomas's city. Bloody hell, Dave Thomas.
Bloody hell, Dave. With that bloody Netflix, is it? Bet you get some good Christmas presents for people with your bloody Netflix money, Thomas.
So I'm following these three wise men.
Bloody hell.
It's not Gary Johnson, that's for sure. Or Pete Johnson. Rubbish.
Bloody hell. What was it? Less following, more leading. Bloody shepherds.
I mean, they've got some gifts with them, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Another shit loan signing from QPR?
Is it? More rubbish.
More rubbish.
More rubbish. Mare rubbish. Mare rubbish, I suppose. Bloody hell. Off we go. Who's them bloody shepherds over there?
Shepherds, yeah, that's right.
Watching their flocks like we're watching bulls come in the box.
Shepherds watch their
flocks. Do something with the bloody flocks.
Shepherds watch their flocks. Other defenders clear their box. Johnson.
Bloody hell. Who's this turner? Bloody Angel Gabriel, is it?
I tell you what, Brian.
That feels offensive saying the bloody angel gate. Bloody hell.
This journey's taken longer than an away day at Hartlepool.
Yeah, not that I'm bloody going anymore.
No.
Bloody, don't bring Hartlepool up. Oh, Brian or Roger. The bloody hell. Have you brought Hartlepool up for? A virgin birth. Well, there's one miracle. I tell you what another bloody miracle would be. 3 bloody points. Joseph, you're a mug, son. You've been mugged off.
Watch out for that King Herod. He's the worst since Simon Mather.
Herod, you bastard.
You bastard.
Bloody hell, Herod. What do you need to know the firstborns for?
Killing all the children. There's little enough to do round here for the kids that it is.
They're bloody killing them. I didn't have something to do. But instead of killing them, what he'd make is make them live in painting. I'll have the same effect. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Anyway, we're nearly at the old stable now.
Stable is it. No room at the end. Certainly not bloody playing more. In the trophy. Plenty of room there. Bloody hell, attendance. Plenty of room there.
We'll wait the baby. We'll wait the Son of God up if we're not careful.
Well, Percy bloody should bloody wake up.
Wake up! Jesus!
Wake up! More rubbish! Not to bloody do, Jesus! Joseph, sort it out, Joseph!
And we're in a manger. We've got them in the next round of the FA Trophy, have we? Manger
well,
away.
Well, we definitely won't be bloody winning away in the manger. Manger away.
That's it, manger away.
Definitely won't be bloody winning there, are we? Bloody hell, Roger.
Roger, right.
This feels like a wasted, another wasted journey. More bloody rubbish. Brett Gav in a manger. Get Brett Gav in a manger.
Brett Gav in a manger.
No, none of that. Okay, then. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. Probably got them in the trophy next round.
Oh, come on, you faithful. If you can be bothered,
on, you faithful.
Rubbish, see us lose again.
Without the faithful, you'd be bloody nowhere and more bloody rubbish. Yeah.
You might as well not bother Jesus.
Bloody hell.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Christmas Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
You know what? The Proclaimers have really missed out a trick there.
What?
They could have put jingle bells on and letters to the North Pole or something. Letters to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
They really could have done
you
that.
You get in touch with them.
Christmas single from the Proclaimers, we'd all like that. Any letters, John?
Yes, let's kick off. Rich Mills.
Rich on the
says,
ice.
On the ice.
On the ice, you Rich.
I meant to write the other week when one of your correspondents mentioned a coffee shop with celebrity photos on the wall. Remember this in Torquay?
Oh, yes, in Torquay, yeah.
Luckily, he's remembered. Coffee number one, seems to be called. But it's not the only branch. There's branches everywhere.
Oh,
and they
okay.
have the same celebrity photos in every branch, regardless of where and when said celebs
it's
purchased
it's
the
like
coffee.
It's like a Frankie and Benny's having like...
So Noel Evans might never have been there.
It's like him having Jake LaMotta or something.
Yeah.
Up in Frankie and Benny's.
So yeah, the one in Torquay is closed, but there are still plenty despite the demise.
Okay.
One. Their coffee is slightly better than Costa's and they sell Welsh cakes and massive tea cakes as well. Happy to review other retailers as required.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, yeah.
Independent
what
stores only,
news.
Please.
Yeah.
Wow, a big chain.
I thought it was quite exciting.
A big chain. If you've
could
been
have
to
coffee
a number.
Where Les Dennis has had coffee, but...
Dennis,
apparently not.
Very good footballer. Apparently, he nearly played for Liverpool. Yeah. There's Dennis. There we are. Thank you, Rich.
Sir Clive Haywood gets in touch.
On
Hello,
ice,
Clive. He says, very much looking forward to episode 200 and your Christmas special. Just been listening to episode 199.
Oh, yeah. A bit
and I don't
in,
know how
it?
You break. I had to break in. This to you. We were talking about the fact that we were closing in on 10,000
yes,
hours.
Yes, your maths, I think, has been
it
called
went
into,
wrong.
A,
yeah.
into question
I was
here.
Doing it on the hoof. John thought you were more than halfway to the 10,000 hours practice needed to become proficient podcasters. Mm. Regrettably, 199 episodes at 35 minutes each is only 6,965 minutes. That's where I went wrong.
Oh, right.
I was
oh,
in minutes.
Oh, minutes, not
hours.
Hours. Yeah. I wonder if it's the
or
same.
Or 116
I wonder if in
hours.
Podcasting it counts as minutes.
So 116 hours, so we're a long way off 10,000.
Quite a long way off that, yes.
Although this is not a maths podcast, I've calculated that to achieve the additional 9,884 hours, you'd need to do another 5,766 shows. Mm. It's going to be a long haul, but I think luckily Torquay may be in the National League for a little longer.
Do you think there is a maths podcast, John?
Probably. There's a podcast for everything else, isn't there?
One thing I'm doing next year is my GCSE maths.
I
didn't get it, John.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to get it, but I'm going to...
Why
thought,
not?
I thought, you know, why not?
You just can, do it.
Look, go get it, as I say. And I just thought, you know what? So I've signed up, John. I wonder what the next step is. Me not doing it? Possibly. I have carried on with the bass guitar. So.
Yeah,
so there we
How
are.
Exciting.
So maybe I need to find a maths podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe Matty Haywood could help me. He's a teacher. Perhaps he could help me with my maths.
David Gladys Gladman, thank you, Clive.
Thank you, Clive, on the ice.
Gladys
happy
Gladman,
Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Yes, Gladys says, greetings from north of the wall and on the ice to you both, just to say thanks for the 200th episode.
Ah,
thank you.
Woo! Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Lifting the curtain on the training ground culture.
Oh, yeah.
As to travelling down the A303, which is obviously the route that we went,
yes.
having been based
I knew that would cause a
just
lot.
Up the track from Stonehenge at Lark Hill in the late 70s and for all of the 80s, I travelled that road almost every other week and sometimes twice a week to see family and the Super Super Talk United.
Yes.
And with them playing home games at 7:30 on a Saturday evening, it meant I could play in the local football leagues and then head down.
Lovely.
Some of those journeys were horrendous, but worth it.
I wish they'd still do that, and then I could make it for home games.
Maybe have a word.
I don't think I've got that power, John.
And finally, how about this?
Oh, on the ice to you.
My mum Jean is currently... Not this is still
oh,
Gladys.
Oh, still
not
the same. Oh, sorry, Gladys. Thank you.
Jim. Finally, my mum Jean is currently staying in her motorhome at Widdicombe Farm.
Oh, I'll tell you what, influencers.
And you're correct in your assumption it isn't OAP Haven. I don't think...
At the moment she's there.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got a blanket.
It's cold, isn't it? She's well, this was 4 days ago.
We'll be on the ice.
Hoping that Santa's good to you both and your families. All the very best of 2023, Gladys Gladman.
Thank you.
What an email.
Well, thank you for all your letters and emails,
great.
Gladys, this year. Thank you very much. On the ice to you. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. And to Mrs. Gladys Senior.
Okay. Yes, well. Of course. Yeah. Enjoying herself in her motorhome
yeah.
with condensation on the windows.
How do you cook a Christmas dinner in a motorhome?
Just
know.
Get one of them ones in a can. Full one in a can. Just heat it up in your motorhome. Happy Christmas.
A lot less faff, isn't it?
Do you know what, John? You don't have to defrost it or anything.
I'm here for it.
There's a lot of talk. Be good.
I'm here for it.
Be a good thing to do. When we do Natob's Fest, we all have to go camping. That'll be the first night dinner.
Maybe I'll serve it at the...
At your party.
At my party.
Exactly, yeah.
Christmas dinner.
Lots of ideas. None of them get put into place.
You imagine that will go the same way as the tea towels and everything else. Gary Head, finally. Gaz Head.
Must do the tea towels. That's a year now, John.
I know. No Foff of the Year this year, either.
No.
Forgot about that.
Actually, it's a biannual event.
Okay, fine. Maybe once every 4 years. The World Cup.
The World Cup, yeah. That's a good idea.
World Cup of Foffs.
That gets us out of it for another 3 years, yeah.
Gary Head, finally.
On the ice, Gaz.
I've just watched the World Cup final. And seen Argentina win. It's no Bromley versus Boreham Wood. But still, earlier in the competition, I was thinking of your podcast, and Argentina got national leagued by
the
Netherlands.
They really did get national
leagued. With 10 minutes to go, Holland bought on a big man and started knocking it long. It did make me wonder, if the Argentines can't handle long ball football, where have they finished in the National League? Playoffs, mid-table, or just below Dorking and Gateshead? It's true.
Yeah.
None of them can handle it.
I think long ball is the way to go. I think long ball is the way to go to get us out of the mud.
Definitely.
Whacking it long.
Gary Head, Foff 43. Gary. Used to be Paul, now Bobman. Bloody hell, Bobman.
Coming
to your gig in St. Austell's.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's selling, actually. People do buy tickets. There are two annoying tickets in Timbuktu. I wish people would buy them.
They're separate, aren't they?
Sit on your own.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you buy those.
All the singletons out there.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Sure, they'll get sold as soon as possible. St. Austell, yeah, that's filling up as well. So do come to that
good.
One.
Good.
Maybe the
Cornish have all come to give you a good shoe in.
Yeah. Lock the doors.
We've got him. Lock him up, Gene.
Lock them for right. Pasties, is it? Whack. Baker.
Thank you for the letters. Right.
On the ice.
It's that time of year, isn't
Thank
it?
You so much for the letters. How do people get in touch, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely. Do that. We love your letters and we love you getting in touch. Thank you so much. John. Everyone looks forward to it all year.
They do.
And I have to be interested. Do I have to look at you while you're doing it or not? I never really...
You don't have to.
Okay, I'll just sit here while you do it. Here's John's Christmas story. What's it called again, John?
The Christmas story this year. It's loading up
gather
the music.
Gather round. Come, sit by the fire.
It's Miracle in 24th place.
Miracle in 24th place. The fifth in the... fifth of five, John, is it? Or...
This is the fifth, yeah, I think
the fifth
it is,
of
yeah.
Five.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, five? I don't know, we'll leave it open ended. Anyway, Miracle in 24th place. It was at Rossiter's department store in Paignton.
Great start. What a great start.
The day of Thanksgiving. It wasn't entirely clear why they were celebrating Thanksgiving, but it is Paignton and they're a bit odd there. It was the day of the annual Thanksgiving parade along the seafront. Again, just bizarre. David Graham, who was the store's Santa Claus, was getting ready to take part. But the store's owner, Mr. Bateson, realised Graham had had too much to drink and fired him. It just kind of works if you've seen immediately trying to find a replacement on the streets of Paignton, Bateson spotted a man who had been seen
I
berating.
I think more people will have seen Miracle on 34th Street than know what. Rossiter's in Paignton is, but yeah, carry on. Sorry, John.
Bateson spotted the man who'd been berating the inebriated Santa before the parade. Bateson begged him to take over and sign on a pay-as-you-slay basis. Thank you very much. The man introduced himself to Bateson as Ben Pringle. Uh-huh. Not Chris Kringle. No, Ben Pringle. I used to play for Torquay and now I'm at Altrincham.
Nice.
But Ben said, I am the real Santa. Bateson was sceptical, but he was desperate and figured Pringle was just another slightly mad person on the streets of Paignton. Bairn agreed to take on the role and did so well during the Thanksgiving parade that Bateson immediately hired him for Christmas at Rossiter's. Pringle still insisted he was the real Santa, but went down a treat at Rossiter's, at one point even directing one shopper to a rival store, Sparkworld, to fulfil her young son's Christmas request. A bit odd that he wanted a fridge freezer, but fine. Mm. Local attorney Richard Hancock's...
This feels very niche, John.
Niche. Bateson's neighbour.
It's a very niche story.
Took Bateson's daughter to see Santa at Rossiter's. Bateson had raised her not to believe in fairy tales, such as single glazed windows, and asked Pringle to tell her that he is not Santa, but he insisted that he is, and the music's run out.
Oh, wow. And that's it, is it?
No.
Oh, all right, this.
Worried, Bateson decided to fire Pringle, but he was in a quandary as Ben had generated so much positive publicity and goodwill. To alleviate his misgivings, Bateson asked physio Norman Medhurst. This is all getting very confusing because he runs a department store, not a football club.
I don't really understand why all these people are here.
To administer a psychological evaluation of Pringle.
You really have to have a very intimate knowledge of 80s, early 90s Talk United.
And the 1940, whatever it is, film Miracle on 34th Street. And he recommended... Anyway, Norman Medhurst recommended Ben's dismissal. Meanwhile, Bateson's daughter showed Ben a magazine photo of her dream house on the Ocean Marine Drive and told him she wants it for Christmas. Reluctantly, he promised to do his best. Oh, I'd say we're about two-thirds of the way through.
Okay, good news. Millionaire's Drive, John, as they call it.
Anyway, in the Rossiter's cafeteria, young employee Jimmy Benefield...
Wow.
Who? Told Ben that Medhurst had convinced him he is unstable simply because he's just kind-hearted. Ben immediately went to confront Medhurst, eventually striking him on the head with his physio stethoscope. Medhurst exaggerated his pain in order to have Ben arrested. At a hearing the next day in court, the
Why
lawyers...
Why is Medhurst such a baddie in it?
He's a good man as well. At a hearing the next day in court, lawyers persuaded Ben to assert that he is Santa Claus and rested their case, asking the judge to rule that Santa doesn't exist. Meanwhile, Bateson's daughter wrote Ben a letter to cheer him up. And when a Torquay post office mail sorter saw the letter, which was addressed to Ben Pringle at the Torquay courthouse, he suggested delivering all of the letters addressed to Santa Claus to Ben. As the court resumed, Ben was told of the delivery of the mailbags to the courthouse, and he argued that the post office has acknowledged that he is the one and only Santa Claus by delivering the letters.
Wow.
With bag after bag being piled up on the judge's desk, he dismisses the case. On Christmas morning, Bateson's daughter loses faith in Ben when he admits that he was not able to get her that house on the Ilsham Marine Drive that she wanted. However, after Ben offers Mike Bateson a route home that avoids the traffic, his daughter sees her dream house with a for sale sign in front, demanding that Mike stop the car. She joyfully runs into the house, exclaiming, "Mr. Pringle is Santa Claus."
Wow. Lovely story, John. I mean, that would be lost on about 95% of people.
Quite confusing, isn't it?
The whole thing.
I think you either know... If you know Torquay United and Miracle on 34th Street, great. That was a treat for you.
I think we're at Christmas Cure levels of
it's really confusing.
Confusion.
I've read it back and I don't understand it.
I don't understand it.
No.
If you want... It's like the end
and
of...
And if I don't understand it...
Like the end of 3-2-1. Anyways... If you understand John's Christmas story, do let us know what you think it thinks.
Sorry, doing
it means.
Thing.
You do it 3-2-1. You're doing Ted, not Ted Bovis. Ted, I know, we've all lost our
minds. I don't know.
Lost our minds.
I like that. John, I wrote it on the way in from the Christmas party.
What a lovely effort. I think it feels like you've lost your own thread.
I think that could be the last one. I don't know.
Fifth of five. You never
I
know.
I don't know how you go on from there.
Who knows? How do we go? How do I go on from it? It's a lovely thing to think at the end of a story, isn't
it? It's true, isn't
it? I don't know if I can go on from here. There we are.
Better or for worse, yeah.
Thank you, John. What a happy Christmas. It's always lovely to hear your writing.
Thank you very much.
We always like it, just as niche as possible.
It's I feel like I should try the next one.
Norman Medhurst has appeared in a few of them.
I think he has, actually. I think you're right.
There we are.
I might try the next one sober anyway.
Yes, maybe. Maybe next year. That's it. We're going to leave you on a song.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening all year. When are we back, John? Sort of New Year's.
First week of January,
first
probably,
week of
I imagine. Bit of a Christmas.
We'll drop a new one then. Thanks
new year,
for all your nice
back.
chats.
Yeah.
All your letters this year. Happy Christmas to everybody.
Yes.
John, we're going to play out with a song. I'm going to play the trumpet.
You
are. I've got my trumpet with me. I promised you I would do this.
I'm going
to
sing it. You're going to sing it. Very good trumpet player.
I've been practicing all year.
Yeah. It's a song that we both love.
Both love it. So
I'm going to sing and you're going to trumpet.
There we are. Good. On the ice on to the you. Ice. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Here we go. Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say, stop, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Wish I was at home for Christmas.
We'll leave it there. On the ice!
On the ice!
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.